Platonova's Analysis, An Epiphany of Deep France, by Alexander Dugin. The subject of French politics was very dear to Daria. She studied it with enthusiasm, as she did with everything that genuinely interested her. Where ordinary analysts saw only calculation, benefit, and Machiavellianism, Daria undertook to unveil the deeper patterns which, running far from vulgar and superficial political analysis, lead to political philosophy. In this lies what is foremost in her analysis, which she called Platonova's Analysis, the name of her Telegram channel. Platonova's Analysis is not simply a combination of two words, one of which was her authorial pseudonym, or better yet, Daria's polonym. Platonova's Analysis refers to a conscious, deep approach to matters which, at first glance, might seem to be rather trivial. Dasha believed that everything depends on one's view, on the way in which one looks at things. A profound view peers into the depths, while a trivial view notices only the surface. The forecasts and assessments voiced by Platonova's Analysis on French politics should be perceived in precisely this sense. In some respects, they turned out to be very accurate, while in others, to the contrary, reality refuted them. All the worse for reality, Daria never hid that she analyzed French politics from the point of view of deep meanings, from the perspective of seeking grounds and principles beyond the chaos and manipulations seen by ordinary experts and political analysts. What is important from this point of view is that Daria Dugina's texts on French politics retain their relevance, even if they pertain more to the future than to the past. In Platonova's Analysis, Daria strove to distinguish the tendencies and vectors of powers at work in the political history of Europe and France, the forces around which current history is unfolding, the history of the depths, the grounds and ideas, not exterior factors. Daria was convinced that sooner or later deep France would make itself known, the France of tradition and the spirit, the France that Dasha knew and loved, that she saw and felt through that nightmarish form of degeneration into which a once beautiful, free, and sophisticated country has been turned over decades of rule by liberal elites. Macron called France a hotel. Daria Dugina categorically disagreed. She saw in the country and its people sacred France, rooted in sacred tradition and full of paradoxes and miracles. In this respect, she was similar to the Romanian philosopher and writer John Parvulescu, who extolled secret France far better and more deeply than any Frenchman. It is altogether symbolic that Dasha was friends with Parvulescu's grandson, Stanislas. Thus, before our very eyes, the physical descendants of European thinkers intersect with their ideological heirs, sometimes in the form of the very same people. After the tragedy that cut Daria Dugina's life short, Stanislas Parvulescu was the first to organize a rally in her honor in Paris, where he gave a piercing, soulful speech in honor of the Russian Beatrice and Eurasian Joan of Arc, who fell at the hands of the enemies of great Europe. Such a speech would have been so dear to the heart of his genius grandfather as well as his father, who was faithful to the spirit of tradition. Stanislas' father, Constantin Parvulescu, who some years ago took up monastic life in a Romanian Orthodox monastery, also knew Daria well. Platonova's Analysis, if we read it correctly, tells us not of past twists and turns in French politics. So many alliances, opportunities, prospects, unions, positions, but of something much more important, the eternal France, la France éternelle, that only barely peeks through before once again disappearing behind the veil of the thickening darkness of the end times. Moreover, recent events have confirmed the penetrating insight of Platonova's Analysis. In the June 2024 European Parliament elections, Marine Le Pen's national rally received 34% of French votes, while President Emmanuel Macron's Need for Europe coalition managed to gather less than half of that, 14.5% in total. This happened despite the fact that all the mainstream media and big financial institutions exclusively supported Macron, while the French right was essentially deprived of access to any broad public tribune. Of course, Marine Le Pen is only an abruption within the liberal globalist EU in its current catastrophic state, still far from the theory of Europe. This is only a reaction, not a project. However, the fact itself is very telling. Europeans are tired of the Europe to which the anti-popular Atlanticist elites have sworn allegiance. Today, this is felt even more sharply and practically in all European countries than ever before. The New Rights analysis was essentially the only one that foretold this and consciously deliberated alternative strategies, and their analysis coincides in its main parameters with Daria Platonova-Dugina's. The prospect of a fully-fledged continental Great Europe, part of Eurasia and the civilization of land, is still far off. However, without trailblazing pioneers who first uphold higher ideals, even at the cost of their own life, a dignified future based on returning to tradition and synthesizing deep cultural identity with demands for social justice will never come. Daria consciously considered herself to be a human of the future, a future for which Europe is called to return to its spiritual, Platonic, Greco-Roman, and, most importantly, Christian roots. This is the Europe she loved. This is the Europe she wished for. Having imparted her own contribution to the cause of a European Renaissance, Daria will forever remain in the annals of this true Europe. Her personal feat has imprinted upon her ideas, convictions, views, and heraldings the irremovable stamp of heroic sacrifice. Excerpt from the book A Theory of Europe by Daria Platonova-Dugina,